Here's the story of how Benjamin Franklin's kite helped America win its freedom. As I mentioned, among other things, Benjamin Franklin was a great inventor, and one thing that fascinated him was electricity, and specifically, he said, the sameness of electrical matter with that of lightning. So rather than just sit around and wonder about his theory, he set out one cloudy day as the sky was charged with bolts of lightning. He proceeded to tie a kite to his special string, and he sent the kite soaring high into the clouds. On the one end of the string, he tied a simple key and waited. And when a lightning bolt struck the key, he felt it, and he proved his theory. So you say, that's all well and good, but how did Mr. Franklin's kite experiment help America win its freedom? Well, Mr. Franklin soon became very famous for his discovery, and his fame traveled all the way to Europe. He began to get invites to visit Europe and to share his scientific knowledge, and the people of France fell in love with his wit and charm and knowledge. King Louis XIV of France even threw him a great party honoring him. So you say, how did this all help America win its freedom? Okay, in 1776, the colonies needed help to fight against England. So Benjamin Franklin was sent to Europe to talk with the King of France and to ask for his help. Well, in France, he was like a superstar, and Franklin used his charm and persuasion to win the help of France in our war for freedom. And in 1781, French forces fought alongside our patriotic forces and helped win that battle and the war. Had France not assisted us in that battle that ended the war would have never been won. And that is how Benjamin Franklin's kite helped to win America's freedom. What an amazing story and a great lesson learned. God can use even the smallest things and actions to make very big things happen. And speaking of seemingly small things making a difference, consider the story of Rebecca Mott. Rebecca Mott was born in 1738, and in 1758 she married, and she and her husband and children lived in a beautiful mansion on the Congaree River in South Carolina. Now, in the early beginnings of the Revolutionary War, her husband died, and now widowed Rebecca stayed on their plantation. Well, in May of 1781, 175 British soldiers took over her home and made it into a fort. By now, the war was turning in favor of the colonial forces, and soon a force of patriots led by Light Horse Harry Lee came chasing and discovered what the British forces had done. So they surrounded the British forces, ordering them to surrender, but they would not. They were fortified inside the house and would not come out. So what happened? Amazingly, Rebecca Mott suggested that to get the enemy soldiers out of her home, that they burn down her home. She said, "I am gratified with the opportunity of contributing to the good of my country." Wow. So what happened? Well, when the roof of that beautiful home was set on fire, the British soldiers saw the circumstance and surrendered. And get this, then both armies participated in crawling up on the roof, putting out the fire, and saving her home. What an amazing story. Do they still make women like Rebecca Mott in America today? You bet they do. And I thank God for them. I'm Jerry Stewart. We're taking a short break now, but I'll be back with more amazing Independence Day stories after these messages.
As we celebrate the birthday of America, let us not forget that this great nation, America, was built on high ideals and principles and a faith in Almighty God. It was Patrick Henry who said, "I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death." And words from our Declaration of Independence say this: "We hold these truths to be evident, that all men are created equal." And Captain Nathan Hale, when he was just to be hanged, Any final words? I do, sir. I only regret that I have but one life to lose for my country. But what must we do today to keep our America alive? By following these words, these ideals and principles, and to spread the word as Patriot Americans. And if you'd like to know how you can get your own copy of this program, just call 817-995-4607 and someone in our office will assist you. You can also find out about our special offer today with this program, and you can also go to our website, which is full of stories just like you're hearing today. Just go to JerryStewartUSA.com. Once again, that number is 817-995-4607. And we're looking forward to your call. Let's all do our duty and keep our America going great with our prayers. God bless you.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement, or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hello, I'm Jerry Stewart. Welcome back to this special 4th of July birthday celebration of our America. When I was just a young boy in elementary school, all of the kids in my class were taught a poem that started off like this. Listen, my children, and you shall hear of the midnight ride of Paul Revere. Now, we've all heard that poem. It was written April the 19th, 1860, by one of America's great poets, Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. It told the story of the ride Patriot Paul Revere took that night, April the 18th, 1775, to warn the local militia that the British were coming. It was a brave and daring act of true courage. But did you know that there was another ride that may very well have even been more daring than that of Paul Revere? His name was Jack Jouett. He was a captain of the Colonist Virginia Militia stationed in Charlottesville, Virginia. And on the night of June the 3rd, 1781, Jouett was sleeping on the lawn of a local tavern. But he was awakened by the sound of horses. Leading a group of British white coats was an officer that he recognized, a Colonel Bannister Tarleton, who had been come to be known as the Butcher because of his butcherous ways in war. Tarleton and his men were in a gallop, heading down the road to Charlottesville, some 40 miles away, and Jouett knew why. The Virginia General Assembly was in session there, and Thomas Jefferson and many other of the colonist leaders were there. If they could capture these important leaders, it could seriously damage the cause for freedom. Those patriots must be warned. But how? It was 40 miles to Charlottesville. Paul Revere had ridden only 12 miles in his famous ride, and he was able to ride on the main road.
Joette could not use the main road because it was covered with British scouts who could easily capture him. So, did Joette determine that task to be too hard and dangerous and just go back to sleep? Absolutely not. He saddled up his horse and began his ride to Charlottesville through the dense woods. Based on later recorded accounts, here is what Joette faced that night. It says, the infrequent pathway over which this horseman set out on his all-night journey can only be imagined. His progress was greatly impeded by matted undergrowth, tangled bushes, overhanging vines, and gullies. His face was cruelly lashed by tree limbs as he rode forward, and scars said to have remained the rest of his life were the result of lacerations sustained from the low-hanging branches. It was almost an impossible task, truly a matter of life and death. But Jack Joette would not be deterred. His strong will, his speedy horse, and a full moon that night gave him the advantage that he needed, and miraculously, he beat Butcher Tarleton to Charlottesville. His first stop was at Monticello, the home of Thomas Jefferson. He awoke Jefferson and the others, and then Captain Joette, exhausted by his almost impossible ride, jumped back on his horse and headed on to Charlottesville to warn the other assemblymen and to spread the general alarm. And because he made that ride, because of his efforts, all were warned, all were saved. But here's the question. Just how close to being captured was Thomas Jefferson? Well, according to one published account on the life of Thomas Jefferson, shortly after Joette's warning, Jefferson and the others fled his home. But as he rode away, Jefferson realized that in his haste, he had accidentally dropped his sword on the front lawn of his home, so he rode back to get it. And according to accounts as reported in his biography, Jefferson told the story later that as he was on the lawn of his home picking up his sword, he discovered that the British troops were already in his home. Wow! Jack Joette had saved Thomas Jefferson's life. In 1926, at a meeting of the Thomas Jefferson Memorial Foundation, they said this, but for Captain Jack Joette's heroic ride, there would have been no Yorktown, and the revolutionists would have been only unsuccessful rebels. What a fitting tribute to a gallant patriot, Jack Joette. And one final thought for us all to remember. What we do, what needs to be done, is our duty. Some may do less and get all of the fame and attention. Some may do more and no one even recognizes. But it's not the fame or fortune that should drive us to what we do or don't do. The driving force is to know what must be done and do it. And speaking of dangerous rides with little recognition, it's safe to say that truly one of the most dangerous jobs in our U.S. history was the job of the Pony Express rider. What did the Pony Express do? They delivered mail. But you say, why would a job as a mail deliverer be so dangerous? Well, think about it. The Pony Express route was a 1,900-mile ride all the way from Sacramento, California to St. Joseph, Missouri. And the riders had to be fast. In fact, the Pony Express company said that they could deliver mail from one station to the other on horseback in just 10 days. Impossible, they all said. But the first westbound Pony Express trip left St. Joseph on April the 3rd, 1860, and arrived in San Francisco on April the 13th. Just 9 days and 23 hours. The impossible had been made possible. So, besides the grueling ride itself through deserts and hills, mountains, and every weather condition imagined, there was also great danger from wild animals, sickness, and the Indians. So, where did they get the riders? One advertisement read this, wanted, young, skinny, wiry fellows, not over age 18, must be expert riders, willing to risk death daily, orphans preferred. Wow.
So what happened to the Pony Express? It lasted only 19 months. Why? The completion of the Pacific Telegraph Line ended the need for its existence. And one last thing. The oath sworn by Pony Express riders, it said this: "While I am an employee, I agree not to use profane language, not to get drunk, not to gamble, not to treat animals cruelly, and not to do anything else that is incompatible with the conduct of a gentleman. And I agree that if I violate any of the above conditions, I accept my discharge without any pay." Wow, sounds like an oath all Americans should take today. I'm Jerry Stewart. I'll be back with some final thoughts after these messages.
Hello, Jerry Stewart here. We appreciate you listening today to our special Independence Day program, Let's Celebrate America. And if you'd like to know how you can get your own copy of this program, just call 817-995-4607 and someone in our office will assist you. You can also find out about our special offer today with this program, and you can also go to our website, which is full of stories just like you're hearing today. Just go to jerrystewartusa.com. Once again, that number is 817-995-4607, and we're looking forward to your call. Let's all do our duty and keep our America going great with our prayers. God bless you.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hello and welcome back to this special 4th of July program. I'm Jerry Stewart. Today we've been talking about our America, celebrating the birthday of our nation, the single greatest nation in the world. And something else, we are being reminded of just how we came to be a great nation. How? It has been the people doing and the wonderful blessings bestowed upon us by Almighty God. And I can say it without any hesitation. I am proud to be an American. But is true patriotism just about being for your nation? No, there is one other very important part. The year was 1917, and our United States had been drawn into a horrible war which came to be known as World War I. In that year, Martin Treptow lived in Cherokee, Iowa. He was a barber, a young man with his whole life in front of him, but he signed up to fight in that war. In December of that year, 1917, Private Treptow and his regiment landed in France. His job was to carry important messages between battalions on the front line. It was a very dangerous job, but Martin took it. The men in Martin's regiment noticed something about Martin. He carried a small notebook, a diary, in his inside pocket. He never talked about his writings, but he was always noting, always writing in his diary.
Martin Treptow was a good soldier. He did his job well. But on July the 29th, 1918, while carrying a crucial message between battalions under heavy artillery fire, Martin Treptow, that Iowa barber, Private Martin Treptow, was killed in battle. And when Martin's dead body was found on the battlefield, as they searched through his pockets to find that message he was delivering, instead they found his diary. And in that diary, there was a message we must all hear today. At the top of the front page of his diary, it was titled, My Pledge, and under it, these simple yet powerful words. It said this, America must win this war. Therefore, I will work, I will sacrifice, I will endure, I will fight cheerfully, and do my utmost as if the issue of the whole struggle depended on me alone. You see, Martin Treptow wasn't just a patriot with his words. He acted. Rather than looking around for someone else to do the job, he was willing to carry, he did carry, the whole weight of that war on his shoulders. Why? Because he knew that he had to do more than just talk. So just what must we do? That's it. We must do. So today, in the middle of your great independence celebration, pray for our America. Ask God what is expected of you, what you must do to help America. Then, with God's help, do it. Well, that's all of the show for today. Have a great time. Fly your flag. Love your family. And pray for America. I'm Jerry Stewart saying goodbye for now. May God bless America. And may God bless you.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is 11 o'clock.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering real, honest news to Michiganders statewide.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour, Governor Gretchen Whitmer's office had documented knowledge of Metro Detroit businesswoman Faye Bedewin's plans to seek a taxpayer-funded grant from the state legislature.